I didn't prepare a speech, and I'm sorry, but I'm glad that I didn't, because I'm not going to do this like everybody else does it. Because everybody that I should be thanking, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to use this opportunity the way that I want to use it. What I want to say is, everybody out there that's watching, everybody that's watching this world, no one else could produce this album and no one else did. And it's just stupid that I'm in this world, but you're all very cool to me, so thank you very much. Man, it's good. Bye.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, I'm Trey Anastasio from Phish. I just want to say that I've had my struggles with drugs in the past, but Brian needs blow. He's really tired. And nothing says professionalism like a couple lines before you get on the podcast.
For a guy who likes to hear himself talk 24 hours a day, maybe it's just that he couldn't. We have those dialogues in the car.
Maybe he's like, this dialogue going on is too good, Frankie. Hold on, Frankie. I'm going to put a video on Frankie. Frankie, hand me the phone. Thanks, Frankie. Now let's talk. When she's beautiful, I don't want you to get caught up in the beautiness of it. If the attitude and the emotions doesn't match the beautiness, then you've got a problem. You got to be able to speak your mind 24 hours a day. And if she's giving opinions and wants to do her own thing,
yeah. You
got a problem on your hands, guys. If she's talking.
At all.
If she's talking, you're walking, okay? Yeah. That's it. That's the new line. You know where I like to shop for women? I like to shop for women at the orthodontist.
Oh, yeah.
They get their jaws wired shut occasionally, and that's a perfect time to jump on top of it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Oatley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less. For your money back, go to the brand new TCB podcast. Wait, hold on. Let me back up there a second. Go to the very old TCBpodcast.com website.
The OG.
To collect your earnings. The OG. The first round. The first edition. It's a first edition. So, you recently been out to Denver. I went to LA. Both places where marijuana is enjoyed.
Yes.
Recreationally without fear of repercussions from the law. You can get it delivered. As I found out in LA, you can get it delivered.
Yes.
You can walk into any retail outlet as long as you, not any retail outlet, but any marijuana retail outlet. And you can go in there and pick your sticky ickies and your gooshy gooshies and your kush or your indica,
chocolate.
Your sativa, your chalk lattes or whatever. They have a lot of different things.
Mints.
Lollipops. Yeah, they got it all. And Florida has just voted to also make marijuana use recreational.
Great.
Love it. I'm all about this. I'm all about this. I think it's going to take a while to, like, shake out all the stoners. Like, there's going to be a lot of people who just, you know, repeatedly, like, they take it too far. There's going to be a lot of those, right? They're going to take, they give an inch, they're going to take a mile, and it's going to be miserable for a hot minute. But then people will learn, just like they have with alcohol, some people have learned with alcohol, to use it in moderation and, you know, don't drive and don't be an idiot and all that other stuff. So we're going to, it's going to be a couple years here, I think,
yeah,
in most of these
It'll
new
be
places.
Interesting.
But Florida, unlike any other place in the country, is doing one thing very differently.
What's that?
They are allowing retail outlets like us. What's that? Marijuana? Back in my day, we used to smoke bamboo.
Banana leaves.
banana leaves. When we were running away from the woolly mammoth. Oh! They got big trunks. They'll step on you. Careful. Careful. I used to take my horse-drawn carriage.
That, if for all of you out there that don't quite get what we're doing here, this is from like year one.
Year one? That's when I was born.
Wait, Brian produced a character.
I did.
That was a man who,
I can't have babies. That's for the women under the moon cycle. When they have their moon cycle.
Yes, this is one of the mini characters.
Thank
it's from
you.
Season one.
Season one?
What's that?
When was that?
When women wore pants.
They wore pants down to the feet.
Pants pants naturally go down to your feet.
Yeah, they go down to your feet. It was like, oh, they had a moon cycle pant. Knees. That's right. Your knobby little knees. Be careful. Be careful. Men are animals. They'll attack you, especially when you have your moon cycle. They can smell it.
We might need to bring back some of those characters for like the end of the year special.
Put in your collection cups, ladies.
Carl will be there.
What up, girl?
What up, girl?
We have to at some point get in contact with someone who pretty much dominated the last half of the first season and the second half of the second season.
Yes.
Or the first half of the second season.
He was peeping in on Jeff and I. Yeah. And he was trying to help
Henry
us.
Henry Fonda.
He was trying to help us with our podcast.
He helped us with our podcast. He was trying to help Chrissy and Jeff with their love life. Yes. He had a crush on her. Uh-huh. So you never know. You never know what surprises we have in store for the commercial break, but we're not going to announce them because then they definitely won't happen.
Exactly.
So Florida is doing one thing completely different than everybody else in the country. And that is they are allowing the already established retail outlets to do marijuana sales.
I saw that. It was like a
Circle K. It's going to be
yes.
the first retail, like established retail outlet. Now, in case you don't live in the Southeast, Circle K is like a convenience store, like a Quick Trip or something like that. A little less polished than a Quick Trip, I would say, but they're big and they have them all over the state of Florida. I think that's where they have the most of them, actually. They're going to allow marijuana sales right in the store. You're going to be able to go there, and if you're
pick
21,
up your Y-Brien 3000.
Y-Brien 3000! And your sick because your dick's going to be limp after 55 milligrams of pure THC!
Yeah, your sticky icky, you're a hot dog.
Your gooey ooeys.
Your Mountain Dew.
I got the Mountain Dew right here for you. You'll be flowing like Mountain Dew, like a shaking up Mountain Dew once you take Y-Brien 3000. Look out, your dick can go a mile. I was talking to somebody and I'm like, oh yeah, so like, you know, when I was out in California, I'm like, oh yeah, they got to like deliver. How much, like what is the milligrams someone should take? And this person who's well-versed in the sticky icky dibby dabbies, he was like, oh, I usually start at like 75 milligrams. And I was like, 75 milligrams? Because there's a website where it shows you all of this. And it says, if you're new or if you don't smoke and if you're not used to THC, 5 to 10 is like, max.
Yes.
Don't start any of
them. Yes.
Yeah, this is, especially the edibles. Like, that's going to start, it's a different kind of high. It's not like when you were smoking, you know, Mexican dirt weed in the backyard with your, you know, friends. This is heavy stuff. So I asked this guy, and he says, oh, I usually start off with about 75. I'm like, you're taking 7.5 of these gummies?
Wow.
And he's like, no, I just buy the 100 milligram ones, and I bite off a little piece, and I save it for later. And I'm like, holy shit, dude. Holy shit.
Different people have
different strokes
tolerance.
For different folks. I guess the good news is that there's no one that's ever OD'd on weed edibles.
No.
Though it sure does feel like
it. Yeah, it can.
Yeah, I told you that story when me and that girl, we just took like literally took a quarter ounce of mid-grade, which in this day and age would be considered super shitty weed. But back then, it was we considered middies. We called them middies. Middies of the kush. So we took the middies and we put them in the brownie batter, just directly in the brownie batter. No making butter, no sapping out the oil or whatever the fuck they do these days. And we put it in there and then we cooked the brownies and we ate one or two of the brownies at first. And within 30 minutes, we didn't feel a whole lot going on. So then we ate another two brownies apiece.
That's
so
always where you go wrong.
I don't feel it.
Let me eat some more.
I did this a lot with LSD, too. It'd be like 5 minutes in, and I'd be like, I'm not feeling shit, man. I'm not seeing any trails or anything. Give me two more of those. And then I'd be in the tree without pants on, you know, cutting the grass with my neck. Anyway, so then we ate half of the brownies between the two of us. And we ended up like that police officer and his wife. We were on the floor. Time was moving slowly. We were considering calling 911. This girl literally couldn't get off the floor. And I was getting concerned. I was like, is she stuck there? Did the brownies stick her on the floor? Am I just looking at things? I was so incredibly intoxicated.
Yeah.
I was in a K-hole, I think. It was really weird. Everything was – it was like I got really close to a black hole or something. Time was moving super slow for me. But everybody else, it was moving just fine. That's really weird.
Yes.
I was so twisted.
It happens.
But I like this whole Circle K thing because I think the way that you take away the...
Gas up and grass up,
baby. Gas up and grass up.
Gas, grass, or ass. Circle no one K. rides for free. Circle free. Gas up and grass up.
Circle K. We saw you leave your the gas pump in your car and drive off. We saw that.
Yeah. Circle K. We know you still have the nozzle in your car. Circle K. You've been sitting at pump six for 5 hours. Circle K, you left your wallet on top of the car. Circle K, your girlfriend's still here in the store waiting for you to come back.
You stole her bathroom key.
Circle K, it's not normal to buy 26 Kit Kats and a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah, I would think it could only increase sales of the snacks.
That's right. Circle K, sticky icky doesn't mean you stick your butt to the floor for 10 hours. Sticky icky, we see you in the wine cooler. Circle K, you're being recorded.
Right.
Circle K, no, that officer's not out there for you. What's going on, man? Why is that police officer outside? I'm all about this. I think if we're going to I think we should probably legalize most drugs. Some of them you can only get through a pharmacist, right? In a controlled way where you can only get so much a day. Like if you're going to buy Coke, you can get a gram and a half a day and then you can go back, 24 hours later and get another gram and a half.
Yeah, I can't see anything going wrong with that.
No, well, I can see everything going right with that. If I only had that one governor on my situation when I was in my early 20s, I would have been so much better off. If there was no ability to pick up the phone at 2:30 in the morning and ask for another 35 grams, I'll pay it back tomorrow, I swear to God.
But then B would have been out of business.
D would have been out of business. D.
I thought it was B.
No, his name was D. 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 You on that gay shit, man? D is the colloquial name for my drug dealer most of my early 20s. And he would deliver to the house. And if you didn't catch the episode, one day he came in and I thought he smelled wonderful. He had this cologne on that was just smelled so good. And I was like, man, you smell good. And he's like, you on that gay shit? Hey, Brian, you on that gay shit? And I'm like, no, I just thought you smelled good. Google, I don't roll like that.
He said nothing's wrong with it.
Yeah.
But I just need to know what we're working with here.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He did. He goes, I mean, I don't mind it. I just want to know what's going on. I want to know if I come back to the house or if I just drop it off somewhere for you.
Throw it out in the newspaper.
Yeah. Woo! Which happened a few times too. Literally a drive-by drug deal. He just threw it out the window. Pay me tomorrow! I don't trust you! So I think if we're going to bring that, if this is the seventh time I've tried to complete this sentence, if we're going to bring that stigma down, and make it, people want the thing that they can't have. So if they can get it on the regular anywhere, everywhere, just like alcohol, of course there's going to be people that take it way too far. But most people are going to go, whatever, I don't really need to go call my drug dealer because I can go get it at the Circle K, number one. And number two, it's destigmatized. And then it's just one of those things. You either buy it or you don't buy it. It's not a big deal. It's not.
It's like Amsterdam.
Yeah, it's like Amsterdam because things have turned out great for them. Amsterdam is. But Amsterdam allows all kind of drugs
heroin
and mushrooms and LSD.
Whatever it is.
It's all decriminalized. Yeah, those Dutch, they're ahead of the curve. They're doing a civilization downfall long before the rest of us so that we can watch what happens in slow motion. But it's only in, I understand, I haven't been there, but it's only in that red light district where they really have issues. And that is because it's so pervasive there that you can get anything you want at any time. And I think what the real problem in Amsterdam is the heroin issue, the heroin and the opiates, the opium and heroin and fentanyl and stuff like that. There's a lot of people that are addicted to it and they live down there because they're not accosted by anybody. But if you look at places like Canada, where you can go register with your doctor if you're a heroin or an opium addict or opiate addict, you can register with your doctor. Your doctor runs a few tests or whatever he does. He checks you for sanity. And then he says, okay, you're in the program. And the program there is you can go. And you can either, in some cases, you can get dosed.
You can get your daily dose of pure heroin that has been checked and certified by pharmacologists or whatever the fuck they call them, pharmacists. And then you can you also have a safe, clean needle and a safe space to shoot it up or smoke whatever it is right there in a building where there are professionals.
Right. I did read that.
Yes, and they proposed this in California. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it actually won, but the problem is it's against federal law.
Yes.
So it's just not great. But of course, there are lots of clean needle exchanges. But there's also, I think, maybe Norway. I could be wrong about this. Write me in and tell me. But I think in Norway, they also started a very similar program. Oh, in Switzerland, where if you're a heroin addict, we'll give you your heroin. You can buy it, $5 a dose or whatever it is. You can come in, stay here for the first 30 or 45 minutes so we can check on you and make sure you're okay. We have doctors in the building, paramedics in case something happens, and then go about your merry way.
Yeah.
And it has reduced overdose deaths by like 150%. I mean, like, just it's cut it down to almost nothing because people don't have to run in fear. And they also get monitored in some way, shape, or form, right? Yeah. They get somebody
Seems
says
like that should be the right way.
No, you can't have another dose because you're too fucked up as it is, mm-hmm. right? And so I don't know that we'll ever be that progressive. It seems like in a lot of ways we're socially going backwards. But, you know, if we're allowing marijuana use and now shroom use and people are talking about ecstasy, they're giving ketamine mm-hmm. online.
Oh,
you can
yeah.
go get a ketamine prescription.
No, psychiatrists are administering this. Not even online. This is like in
No,
person,
yeah,
too.
I know. Yeah, but yeah. no, what I'm saying is it's like now yeah. they have like two websites. You know, these specialty websites for, you know, sometimes they work with depression or ADHD,
right.
you know, just like the painkillers were being handed out on the websites. You yeah. have an online doctor's visit. Now you can do that for fucking ketamine. You can have an online doctor visit the United States and they mail you your fucking yeah. ketamine spray. Can you imagine walking around with a ketamine spray? That's fucking
I've never
twisted.
Done ketamine,
oh
so
God.
I don't know. But
yeah, that is certainly.
I'm reading a lot more about it, though.
One of the more intense narcotics. It's a fucking horse tranquilizer, and it will put you into a hole that you will have if you do too much. You will have a hard time coming back from. Not like death. I'm talking like it just takes a hot minute to get out of that hole. I don't like it. I did it on accident one time. On accident one time.
Quote unquote.
Hey Brian, it's D. You need some ketamine?
Yeah, bring it over.
Okay.
I did it on accident. but I think this is like we're headed in the right direction as far as this is concerned.
Yes.
I think we're headed in the right direction, and I think if you're gonna have
it, if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. It's, you know, mm-hmm. if you're not interested, then don't do it. Don't be a Nancy Pantsy. Don't let the rest of us like, you know, suffer here. I mean, I don't do drugs, but I could do drugs any moment. If I could get it to Circle K, maybe I would do drugs. I'd be driving the kids home from school and I'd leave them in the car with the car running and the windows down. And I'd be like, I got to get some cocaine. Driving me crazy. But good for Florida. When is that going to come to Georgia? Probably last.
We'll
probably
be one of the last,
last.
Ones.
I mean, Georgia and Atlanta is so progressive in so many ways, and it's turned into a purple state. And there's a lot of, I think it's a very cool city.
I do too. I love Atlanta.
We seem to get along well, generally together, all of us. It's extraordinarily diverse. It's just a very cool city. Everybody seems to be chill. We're not all up at each other's throats. When a lot of other big cities were having a lot of other drama going on one way or the other, we didn't seem to catch that fire. Yeah, there was a couple nights there that were a little shaky.
Yeah.
But for the most part, but you know what? We had some, unrest after the George Floyd thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we did.
Right? And got it. 10-4, understood. Like, that was a just a moment of national disgrace, for sure. After the couple of days of civil unrest here, there was some property damage done downtown Centennial Olympic Park.
A major Verizon store.
Yeah. It's in Buckhead and then down in the CNN Center and places like Phillips Arena and all those other places. And you know what? National news the next morning, as soon as that sun peaked its way up there, there were hundreds and then thousands and then 10,000 people down in these places cleaning up. That's what they were doing. They were cleaning up, scrubbing the walls. They said, hey, okay, we get it. You know, we get it too. This doesn't, you know, we're with you, but let's also keep it clean,
get
kids.
This together.
Yeah. And I just love that about this city. But in so many ways, it's so ass backwards. Like, very it's still true. Stuck in the 40s or something. I don't know.
Yep.
And I can't believe that after all of these states, Florida is fucking decriminalizing marijuana, making it legal, and we still haven't gotten around to it here in Georgia. It's unbelievable, Chrissy. And Jeff, doesn't Jeff know somebody he can talk to about this? Isn't Jeff like well connected or something?
In the marijuana world?
Not in the marijuana world, just in like, isn't he like
a lawmaker world?
Pull strings, like call a musician and have them do a benefit concert or something.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll ask Weed Jeff for about Brian that. Concert. The Blow for Brian concert. Help this podcast.
The Blow for Brian benefit.
The Blow for Brian benefit organization. The Blow for Brian benefit ball. Starring Stevie Nicks. The Allman Brothers back together for one last night.
We dug him up out of the
fish
grave.
With the remaining members of the Grateful Dead. All playing in Brian's backyard. Blow for Brian. Have this one podcaster run out of energy. This national treasure. Are we going to let this happen? Blow for Brian. He needs a pick-me-up to get through the next episode.
Blow for Brian benefit.
Are you going to let the world go with just two episodes of the commercial break? Nay, one? He's got a new baby coming. Blow for Brian. Hi, I'm Trey Anastasio from Fish. And I just want to say that I've had my struggles with drugs in the past, but Brian needs blow. He's really tired. Nothing says professionalism like a couple lines before you get on the podcast. Join us at the Blow for Brian Ball.
We'd really be the zoo crew. All right, here we go. What's up?
Everybody's working for the weekend.
It's Friday. Wait, it's just Monday.
Oh, yeah, it's Monday. It's Friday every day here at this commercial break because we got Blow for Brian. Look at this pile. Look at this pure brick we got. We just cut it right off. It's blue. It's so good. It's blue. Oh, it's Peruvian blue. Oh, the old Blow for Brian benefit ball.
Go every year.
Go every year. When we go on tour, that's what we're going to call it. The Blow for Brian benefit ball. Presented by the commercial break. People are just going to show up with little dime bags and throw them on stage. Yeah, ding. 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 I got a tasty teeter. From the balcony. Someone pass that down over here. No, no, no. Sniff, sniff, pass. Sniff, sniff, pass. Snort, snort, shuffle. Come on, let's go.
Sniff, sniff, pass.
Sniff, sniff, pass.
Yeah, by the time it gets to you, there's nothing there.
Oh, well, yeah. Nah. It's.
But we have to do another benefit.
Yeah.
Y'all did it all.
Yeah, y'all did it all. We couldn't get it up front. Literally couldn't pass through someone's hands without the other person doing it. But I've done blow before, and I know how it goes. Yeah. You go to a bar, and you hand that kind of that guy, that friend of yours that everybody knows does a little too much, and he goes, hey, man, can I have a bump? And you go, you have a bump, and you come back with zero left. And you're like, I thought you said a bump. I did one in both nostrils. There's nothing left. It was only a little bit in the first place. It was 7 grams. Oh, wow, did I do that much?
Yeah, well, anyways, so next time.
I gotta go home. See you later. Bye.
I need a drink. I need a cigarette. Yeah. Y'all wanna play some pool?
Yeah, 10 cigarettes. I'm so good at pool. You wanna play some pool? We can play some pool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where that started, but there you go.
It was the Blow for Brian benefit.
Yeah, speaking of the Blow for Brian benefit, we're talking about blow. Let's talk about blow hards.
Yes.
Our good boy, Frankie B, on a roll, week after week, just putting out new content, and it's hard to ignore Chrissy.
It really is.
I mean, he's so funny. If we had been stronger, if we had stronger wills, we would have just breezed right by this. But we can't. We can't help it. It drops into the subscription box and... And there you go. You got to watch it. And you can, every time I start watching a Frankie B video, I have to stop because I go, I know it's going to be so much better when Chrissy's here. Like, I've already made 3 jokes in my head by the time I get to minute number 2.
He's so crazy.
I know. I'd like to
crazy funny.
Let's look.
Crazy
look
delusional.
He's way delusional. And now he's like woman hating, woman bashing. It's kind of ugly.
And he said he's got a girlfriend.
And he says he's got a girlfriend. Can you believe it?
This gem.
Yeah. Obviously, she hasn't listened to watched any of his YouTube videos yet.
Just wait.
Just wait
girl.
Until she searches Frank Bernardo.
Hey girl.
Hey girl. I got a YouTube channel. Bashing you. Hey everyone, it's time for the commercial break. Inside the commercial break, did you know you can dial 1-855-TCB-8383? That's 1-855-TCB-8383 from anywhere in the world, toll free. Text us, call us, leave us a voicemail. It's not spam. We will respond, and we want to hear from you. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. You want to ask TCB for our advice? It'll be horrible, but it certainly will be funny. Do it at 855-TCB-8383 or tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and shoot off an email directly to our happy bag. You too can hear all of the audio and watch all of the video from tcbpodcast.com and now youtube.com/the commercial break. Our full episodes are on YouTube a few days after they air on the podcast feed, and they're filled with visual delights you cannot get here on the audio version. Why? Because you can't see with your ears. A doctor told me that once. And please, if you have 2 minutes free, do us a favor and write us a review, subscribe to our podcast, or rate the show on your favorite podcast player. It helps us get found by new folks who might be as strange as you. Let's hear from our wonderful sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. All right, everybody, I gotta let you know about our wonderful sponsors, Lululemon. Last week, I stopped by the Lululemon store to get myself a pair of joggers. You think Lululemon is just for yoga pants? You are wrong, just like I was. Lululemon can accommodate almost any piece of your wardrobe, and they do it in style and in comfort. It's the most cozy, the most comfortable, the most flattering, active and casual wear you will ever purchase. And now, Lululemon is a sponsor of The Commercial Break, so go to Lululemon.com this holiday season. Their website has hundreds of different styles for men and for women. Jackets, slacks, hoodies, sweatshirts, socks, underwear, and yes, activewear. It's all available at Lululemon.com. Guys, don't be shy. I swear, these are the most comfortable pants I have ever worn. I'm saying it again. Never did I picture myself a Lululemon kind of guy, and now I'm sold for life. Chrissy got a jacket. She's in love with it. Astrid's ordered some apparel for after the baby comes, and now I am eyeing some slacks for Christmas. So go to Lululemon.com. Get comfortable, get cozy, get Lululemon this holiday season for anyone who needs a little comfort in their life. Lululemon.com, and we want to thank Lululemon for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. So, I thought I'd pull out one of his latest videos. This is actually from a couple of months ago, but it's one that we have not tackled yet. And this is Frankie on how to spot a narcissist. He should know.
Yeah, he should know. It takes one to know one.
It really does. Okay, here we go. You ready? He's in his car, so just be prepared for the noise.
So back by popular demand, several of you have reached out to me via email.
Exactly, is demanding this content. Some have reached out by email.
I've got to know. What's a narcissist?
What's a narcissist?
On my dating trap video. Now, if you haven't seen the dating trap video, I'm going to put that one on the screen at the very end of this video.
While I'm driving my car, I stare directly at the phone the entire time.
He's going to
kill somebody.
His car and filming.
Look out in Illinois. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
He's driving around town, filming and looking at directly at the camera.
So you might want to watch that. And I'm putting together a string of dating advice and dating trap videos.
Dating trap videos? Is that like thirst trap?
It's kind of like thirst trap.
Frankie's a thirst trap.
Yeah, Frankie's a thirst
trap. I mean, whenever we see
him,
we have to click.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. We have to click. Number one. Number two. This guy has no idea what he's talking about, by the way. This is going to be another nonsensical video. I guarantee it.
This is mostly structured, you know, for guys in their 50s and 60s, you know, who are not used to dating, who forget.
Women.
Yeah, or women
who I'm telling exactly what not to do for your dating profile, but then I'm doing it.
That's right, Chrissy. As my only female listener, watcher, I'm so glad you agree with all that I've said. So I have a channel specifically geared toward men, but sometimes I do videos for women on the off chance they stop by and want to listen to my chauvinism for 50 minutes. Yeah.
What it's like to date. Let's face it, most of us have been in a relationship for years and years and years. And unfortunately,
not you.
Making a pretty big assumption there. Most of us have been in a relationship for years, years and years. Yeah, not you. You didn't last 6 months with that one chick. She was smoking hot.
Unfortunately, we get thrusted back into the dating scene.
That word again. Thrusted.
Y-Brian 3000. If you want to get thrusted, get Y-Brian 3000. These claims have not been investigated by the FDA.
I'm pretty sure it's just thrust.
We put the ED back in thrusted. We put the ED back in bed. Chrissy, why don't you come over here and I'll show you what Y-Brian 3000 can do for you.
Thrusted.
We do forget, you know, you gotta overlook all the excitement of meeting a new woman and pay attention to the details. And in this video, I'm gonna give you a few details that...
He's so happy with himself every time he says a sentence. He's like, you gotta pay attention to the details. And then he smiles at himself. He smirks. He's like, I made that up all on my own, guys. I'm doing this with no cue cards.
You
such a fucking goofball.
Need to watch out for it so you don't get caught in the dating trap. Rocket.
Rocket. God. Oh.
Such a douche.
He's smoking a cigar, drinking a martini.
Drinking a martini. He's in the gym.
He's in the gym.
He's looking good in a suit. There she is.
There's the hot girl. Oh, he's putting serum on his face. He's parasailing.
Yep, now he's walking away from the camera.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome to today's video. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo, and this channel is geared for all guys who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion,
and fun. We did it.
In lifestyle. And every once in a while, we're going to sprinkle in dating advice. I mean, where else to get dating advice?
Every once in a while? You put out 12 videos in a row. Yeah.
That's all you talk about.
I mean, yes, you have food videos and workout videos and a hotel review that's completely random. But the truth is that most of your videos are bashing your ex-girlfriend. Wrapped in a title that makes it sound like a dating advice video.
Someone who is actually dating. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to read a bunch of material and then stand up in front of this camera and pretend.
He's not married?
I'm not the kind of guy who's going to read a bunch of material because my reading skills are they're a little soft, if you know what I mean.
Oh my God. Okay.
I know what I'm talking about. You're going to get actual.
That's to be debated.
Yeah, that's to be debated. He said this line, this exact line before in other videos.
Life, dating, experiences. I mean, that's the way it should be from someone who experiences it day to day. So at any time during this video,
It almost looks like there's.
No, it's just a very drab, it's just very drab Chicago, I think.
You like what you're hearing, do me a favor, hit the subscribe bell so you don't miss any of my upcoming.
Hold on, I have to say this. I love that he's having to go to his car now to do these.
Yeah.
In secret.
Chrissy,
from his girlfriend.
When this is months ago, too, when he may have been still with this other girl, mm-hmm. and things may have been on the skids. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why he's in his car.
Yeah.
But, for a guy who likes to hear himself talk 24 hours a day, maybe it's just that he couldn't, we have those dialogues in the car. Maybe he's like, this dialogue going on is too good, Frankie. Hold on, Frankie. I'm going to put a video on Frankie. Frankie, hand me the phone. Thanks, Frankie. Now let's talk.
Videos. And one more thing, if you do like this video, you could do it now, you could wait till a little bit later. Please give the video a thumbs up because it'll definitely help this channel grow and I would greatly appreciate it. Let's jump right into it.
I love how he's already editing.
Yeah.
Like, that was an edited thing.
Yeah, he's,
he needs to concentrate on driving.
I know, but I don't know if he's editing while he's driving, may have done this post, but the reality is it's just bad. It's bad to have a shaky car video like this.
I think the first trap you need to avoid is when you do meet a girl. Yeah, there's a lot of excitement going on. You can go on quite a few dates. And
you've got a rock hard erection for many, many days in a row.
She's looked at your body.
She's looking at my body.
Now, you know, the excitement is always going to be there, you know, in their look, maybe their sexiness, the sex appeal, the way they dress,
sex,
the way they carry them.
Sex.
It's all about the sex. The way they dress.
Y-Brian 3000, now for women. Do you want to have a 2.5 foot long clit? Y-Brian 3000! Go toe-to-toe with your man's cock. Go sword fighting. You want to watch your breasts grow by 3X? Y-Brian 3000! These statements have not been verified by the FDA, but they have been approved by Frankie B.
That's beautiful. That's really something to get excited about. You know, you don't run into that type of a woman every day. So when you do, yeah, the adrenaline's pumping. But if that woman
is ugly, we got problems. Once your dick calms down, we're going to have to get rid of her, guys.
She's checking her phone.
Checking her phone. Uh-oh. She's got an alcoholic drink in her hand. Look out. She should be in Betty Ford.
If her attitude doesn't match the sex appeal and the beauty of it.
Exactly. Here we go.
If she's good looking but not subservient, then she's not for you.
She's got an attitude problem.
She's got an attitude problem.
Mm-hmm. Woman, that's a trap. Now, if she starts,
I'm trapped.
I just want the sex. That's all I can't get out.
Hey, Frankie B. I'm in the dating trap. Down here.
I can't get out.
The
sex. The sex is so good.
But she's ugly and she wants things of her own.
Her attitude sucks.
She wants her own personality. She wants a driver's license. I can't take it.
Bussing you around, telling you what to do, being the dominant one in the conversation.
Look at the police officer right behind him. Oh my God, you got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak whenever this video airs, which is a couple days after they air, usually on here, maybe a week at the latest. But what we're watching is Frankie is... He had the camera at first. You could just see him and the side window, like the driver's side window. But now he's tilted it a little bit. Now you can see behind him. And there is a police officer right behind him. He's making a fucking video.
Like, what the hell's going on with this guy?
$1,000, he does not get pulled over.
You're not allowed to overtalk her. You're not allowed to give an opinion. You know, after a time.
Who is he dating? This is so funny.
Why do I find it hard to believe that Frankie B has never had trouble getting an opinion out around anybody?
No, absolutely not.
Fuck no.
And as far as boss goes, he's bossing people around. She's probably just trying to say, hey, wait, look, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. What's
good
for the
goose? I
don't
want you to do videos of me in Mexico.
I'd rather you not describe our relationship in detail on your silly little channel.
Two, you got to start to wonder, all right? Because, gentlemen, trends are trends. If it starts out that way, all right, it usually is going to end that way. I don't want you to get caught in the trap of being caught up in the beauty, and the attitude and the personality doesn't equal the beautiness of the woman, okay?
The beautiness of the woman.
The beauty.
I've already lost you, Frank. I have no idea what you're talking about. When she's beautiful, I don't want you to get caught up in the beautiness of it. If the attitude and the emotions doesn't match the beautiness, then you've got a problem. You got to be able to speak your mind 24 hours a day. And if she's giving opinions and wants to do her own thing, you got a problem on your hands, guys. If she's talking.
At all.
If she's talking, you're walking, okay? That's it. That's the new line. If she talks, you walks. Yeah.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Because ultimately, it's a failure. It will fail you. So I would give her 2, maybe 3 chances.
And
after that, if she's persistent.
That's include sex. I'll give her 2, maybe 3 nights.
Hey, Frankie, it's Deborah. I was hoping, you know what I want tonight? I want sushi. Strike two!
Strike two! All these demands. I'll strike two.
I just wanted sushi and maybe a movie.
Strike three. You're talking, I'm walking. That's all I got to say. You want to bang one more time?
Yeah.
I just took some Wi-Fi 3000. Yeah. Your beautiness attracts me to your vagina.
And her dominance in the way she acts, it's going to stay that way. Do yourself a favor. Get out of that relationship. You don't want to get out of that relationship. Why? Because, oh, my God, now I got to go through the whole thing again. Hey, take a chill pill.
Relax. It's so easy to find single women in your 60s. Don't worry about it.
Who's beautiful?
Who's beautiful and won't ask for anything. Yeah. That's super easy.
Take a chill pill.
Yeah, chill pill. You know what you do? You go to the ENT.
By chill pill, I mean an Oxy.
Yeah.
Go to Florida.
By chill pill, I mean Xanax. You know what you do, Chrissy? You know where I like to shop for women? I like to shop for women at the orthodontist.
Oh, yeah.
They get their jaws wired shut occasionally, and that's a perfect time to jump on top of it.
All right? There's plenty of women out there. Don't be afraid to be lonely. You know, if you have to move on from that relationship, all right, do it.
Can I point out that he's also in the left-hand lane driving 150 miles per hour? He is literally passing by every other car. He's in the left-hand lane. This guy, this is insane. I don't even take FaceTime phone calls when I'm on the car because I get nervous that I'm going to kill somebody.
He's recording.
I know, he's recording and probably doing multiple takes because you know this guy can't shut the fuck up.
Back on the dating app, you'll forget about her as soon as the next one comes. Just take my advice. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Move on. Don't dwell on it all day. Carry on with your day. And stop looking on the
day. Don't get all upset.
With your day.
Yeah, with your day. Don't get all upset about that girl you dated for. Don't look. Just because I told you to get divorced of your wife for 30 years because she's starting to ask for stuff and not be subservient, I don't want you to get all emotional about it, guys. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Take a pill.
When you're 60, balding, with a big with a big dad gut, you're going to be fine. When your prostate's larger than an orange, you can't get it up. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Right around the corner. There's lots of hot 20-year-olds that just want to jump your dick. Yeah.
Dating app. Is someone coming after me? Is someone texting me? Is somebody want to contact me? If you do that, it's not going to happen. Let it come naturally, and trust me, it will.
That's what she said.
He's pulling
into the gas
station.
He's at the
Circle K. Oh my God, we could have made this up.
This is serendipitous.
He's pulling into a Circle K.
He's blow for Brian benefit ball. Frankie's going to get a little bit to share when he shows up. I gotta say this, and I don't want anybody to don't go crazy. Don't just stay calm, guys. Okay, just stay calm. But on his videos now, there is a phone number that you can call and text to get a hold of Frankie directly. So I haven't done it yet.
Whoa!
But if we decide to do a live show, which we've been pondering for a hot minute now, if we decide to do a live show, I'm going to take the chance that we blow the relationship with Frankie.
Yeah, like we will.
Yeah, we will, for sure. No doubt. But if I can convince him to come to the live show and make an appearance and sit with us for a few minutes.
Like when we go on tour.
Yeah, when we go on tour, right?
So I get it. The Brian benefit ball. Blow ball.
The BBB ball.
The blow ball.
the blow ball. The Brian ball. We do serve and call them Brian's balls. Brian's blowed balls. Hey man, you going to Brian's balls? I am, man. I am. I'm so excited. I got a great seat on Brian's balls. I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna get ripped up, man.
Sniff, sniff, fast.
I'm gonna do the diggity dank. I'm gonna have the creepity creepies. I'm gonna be all over Brian's balls. I'm so into Brian's balls. I can't take it.
They're fun.
They're fun. It's so much fun to be on Brian's balls.
Good morning. Can I help?
He's going to Dunkin' fucking Donuts.
He's recording himself doing this.
Oh my God, Frankie.
Oh my God.
What
oh
are
God.
You doing?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I have a large hot coffee, black?
Anything else?
Nope, that'll do it.
Okay.
No, that's it. Just bought a bunch of blow inside the Circle K.
I just need a coffee.
I'm good on food. Yeah. I'm just going to pour my blow in my coffee. Stevie Ray Vaughan style.
This is hilarious. Why is he filming himself at the Dunkin' Donuts?
I have no idea. What knows? Who knows what's going on with this nut job?
382 window.
All right. Now you see that? I passed up the donuts.
There's a girl in here.
I passed up the bagels.
You see that? I'm driving my car.
I see that. I can find girls like that.
I find them like that, right at the Dunkin' Donuts. She said, have a good day. I know we're boning later. I know it. I just know it.
I passed up the bagels.
I passed up the bagels and donuts.
You see that? Like, what does that have to do with anything to do with dating?
Nothing.
No,
not at all. He just said he just wants to tell you that he doesn't eat bagels or donuts. He eats tuna, fish, eggs.
Deviled egg. Tuna deviled eggs.
All the bad stuff. Vacation season's coming. You better be in shape for vacation season, because when you go on a vacation, when you're on these trips, what's everybody doing? Well, they're looking at you, and they may not say nothing to you, but, you know, if you're like...
That's exactly what everyone is doing. Looking for Frankie. Looking for a 60-year-old, leathered up, tatted up.
What does everyone do? Wherever I go, they look at me. They're looking at me.
Yes. How much hubris this guy has. I mean, honestly, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He doesn't, he's just like, he's so aloof.
Unself-aware.
Unself-aware. That's right. He's so aloof to everything that's going on around him.
He seems happy.
Yeah, but he does.
He's angry. He's angry happy.
Ignorance is bliss. Yeah, he's angry happy. That's right. He doesn't even know why he's angry. He's just angry.
Out of shape or whatever have you, they're probably gonna, you know, they're thinking it, you know, upstairs in their head. Dating trap number two.
That girl was staring at him like, you better turn that camera off. You gotta come through that window. This better not be one of those prank videos.
Now the camera's now this one.
Yeah, now the camera's, now he was using his right hand before, now he's using his left hand.
Got it, okay.
This one you need to pay special attention to. Narcissism. Now, guys usually get the bad rap for being narcissists, but can a woman be a narcissist? Absolutely, 100% they can.
I'm Dr. Frankie B. I knew that. I've got my brand new psychology degree from Frankie B's School of Psychology. Yes, from Salon Suisse School of Psychology. Not officially accredited with anybody, but 100% women can be narcissists, and most of the women I date are.
Can you tell if they're a narcissist? Well, I'm going to give you a few signs right now.
Oh, here we go.
The biggest sign is if you question them, if you question a narcissist, and they get all excited, angered, huffy and puffy, and start yelling and screaming at you, how dare you question me? Just
have you been sleeping with my son? What are you talking about? You don't even have a son. You're a narcissist. I knew it.
I mean, wow.
Who took all my cocaine?
Don't get huffy.
Don't get huffy with me, young narcissist lady.
In that content, you know, what a narcissist does, all right, is they will talk over you. They will give you, they will try to give you the fear that how dare you question them? Because what they do is they come at you hard, so you don't ask that question, or you don't...
He's just recounting what has happened.
What has happened to him? That's right. I could
see
since
the beginning is what he's been doing.
I just see some young girl like coming around the corner of the kitchen, just like after him with two hands in the air, like, ah!
What are you doing?
I knew you were sleeping with my best friend.
assume something. That's what narcissists do. They strike the fear of God in you. They make you afraid to say something, because what does a narcissist do? They blow up. They get crazy. They make you feel that you're wrong. That's in their best idea. Narcissists.
That's their best idea.
I think the best idea was not to do this video, Frankie. I don't think you know what you're talking about, buddy. I spot a narcissist in this room.
Yeah. Like confrontation. Some narcissists are hiding things. They're hiding things behind your back. So what they do is they come at you strong and hard. Again, it's all in repetition of how they come at you. They're going to overtalk you. They're going to strike the fear of God in you. They're just going to be dominant. And again, it's all about them striking the fear of God in you.
You said that five times.
Yeah. It's all in them, the repetition of them. Yeah, it's the idea. That's just the idea. That's the best idea that they've had, is to steer the... I don't even know what I'm talking about, guys. I should probably pay attention to
the reason I'm in this car is because she was yelling at me, and
that's exactly right. I believe this. They just had an argument, now he's going to label her as a narcissist, mm-hmm. because we all start to diagnose when we sense that something's wrong. And the truth is, I'm not so sure Frankie's not a narcissist. Like, Frankie's...
Oh my God.
Totally. He's only thinking about one thing, himself.
Yes.
You're in a relationship where that woman is just as dominant as hell, and you're not allowed to have an opinion. Listen, we should all be able to have opinions, and we should all...
Except women.
Yeah.
Except for the woman.
Yeah. ...be able to talk through that. But a narcissist, there's no talking. They yell right off the bat. They come at you right off the bat. So pay attention to that woman. If she's very strong-willed and dominant and aggressive, and they don't let you get a word in edgewise.
I mean, they literally just had an argument. This is hilarious.
They literally did. This is Chrissy and I are Frankie B. Whispers.
We
know exactly what's going on with him at any given time based on the content of his video.
Yeah.
And this just happened. And by the way, if he's recorded, now we're like 7-8 minutes into this video. And he's not been on the highway the entire time.
Except when he stopped at the Dunkin' Donuts.
And the Circle K.
We didn't really see what happened at the Circle K.
I think it was a Dunkin' Donuts in the Circle K, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But here's the thing. He's probably... Like this car ride is probably an hour, because he's doing clips, stopping and starting. Why would you be driving in that? Where are you going? There's no traffic. It's got to be a Saturday. You're not going anywhere. You just got kicked out of the house by your girl.
Right. Sure. Telltale sign. They're a narcissist. And guess what? Narcissists don't change. Get out of that relationship.
I'm going to show some more of me driving.
He's Chicago.
Yeah, he's Chicago. There you go. Yeah. I'm going to turn around now. Time to go home. Talk about random editing.
Very.
Final dating trap. This is dating trap number 3.
Oh,
and before I get into this, I just want to make it.
Before I get into this, I'm going to give a sub-point. Sub-point 2-1. Which will go on for 12 minutes.
Disclaimer over here, all right? I don't want anybody taking this wrong. As a man, I'm a believer that the man pays for everything. When I go on a date...
Here we go again.
Here we go. She didn't pay for everything. Yep. You're all upset.
He said this multiple for everything. Times.
He said this on 4 of the 5 last videos that we've watched.
I would never, ever ask a woman to pay. But I just think every once in a while, let's just say you've been dating a girl for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months, whatever have you.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 27, 28, 29, 30. Let's say you're married to her for 42 years. Yeah. Let's say you have 5 kids, 2 homes, and a dog with her. And you're finally realizing she's a narcissist.
She's never going to pay.
Narcissist.
Never, ever, ever says, hey, let me get this round of drinks, or hey, let me get dinner. You just bought the last 150 dinners. You've taken me on vacations.
You've taken me. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad breakup, Frankie.
Yeah.
Concerts, boating. We have so much fun. Let me show you my appreciation for you.
He's describing his relationship. He's not even trying to go third person anymore. He's like, we had so much fun and you shit on me. You literally shit on me.
And let me get this dinner. Now, if you run into a woman or you have a girlfriend like that, that's something that I don't quite understand why they can't do.
That can't be fixed. You can't fix that. That's literally hardwired into their head.
If they don't do it, what's that telling us? That, well, they could be taking advantage of you. They don't have a lot of interest.
Money?
Yeah, you picked her up off the street on Tinder or Bumble or whatever the fuck. Dude, you picked
up beautiful. She's 21. She doesn't have much money.
And you pick her up and you start paying for everything. Yeah. And then now you're expecting that she's just randomly going to offer to pay for the hotel room? I mean, you invited her on the vacation. Yeah. Frankie.
Whoever does the asking pays.
We train people how to treat us. Yeah. And when we do not ever ask for payment or for split, you should have done that right from the beginning. But like date number 5. Hey, you want to split this one?
Yeah.
Right? Can we split this one? Is that okay? And then, you know what? When I first met Astrid, she's a student, right?
Yes.
She was a student, and we all know students don't have to go for a second master's degree. They don't have a lot of money. Now, her parents paid for her living and all this other stuff, right? And she had worked, so she was paying for her own stuff, too. But when I came to see her many, many times in Europe, I lived with her for a short period of time.
Yeah, you did.
In Europe, you know what I did? I paid for everything, and I never once asked, and I didn't give a shit, because that was the unspoken agreement between us. You get that master's degree, I'll take care of whatever we need here while I'm here. And if you need something while I'm not here, you let me know. And I don't think it wasn't because Astrid wasn't ungrateful that she never asked. It was just a thing that we did. And we knew we didn't have to say it between us. I never harbored any resentment. I didn't give a shit. It was fine. I had it. I was happy to share it because she was going to be my
Frank's
future wife.
Dating a call girl.
I think he's dating a prostitute. That's exactly. He's dating a stripper. Let's be honest about it. Yes. And he trained her how to treat him. And guess what? You reap what you sow, bud.
Yep.
Spending money on you. It's always the guys who have to have the interest to spend money on a woman. And I don't want you guys to be caught in that trap, okay? A woman who cares for you will make that gesture. Well, hey, let me get the drinks. Hey, let me get the dinner.
If things are going good, he wouldn't be doing this video.
Of course, 100,000%. When things were great, you were putting out no videos on dating.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Let's go on vacation.
Vacation.
Instead of doing dating videos, now I'm going to do hotel reviews.
And hotel reviews and avocado cooking.
Yeah.
Canned tuna cooking.
Now that it's ended.
Yeah. It's all a problem now that it's done.
I've had women offer me that all the time. You know what I tell them? Absolutely not. Keep your money in your pocket. I love the fact that they at least offer because it shows me something.
And they worked out.
Dating trip.
And they worked out. We're happy.
That's right. They
We're
worked
happily
out.
Ever.
They shut their mouth. They told me they would pay even though they didn't let them. And they don't have many opinions on stuff.
We're not together anymore.
We're not together. They broke up with me. They dumped me. But things were great at the bar when we were getting drinks.
I at least like that.
They offered for drinks. They actually said, let me pay for my own drinks. No, I'm not going to give you my phone number.
Number 3. If that woman never even offers to buy you a round of drinks, something's up. Something is just not right. So that's going to conclude the dating traps for today. Dating traps part
for today.
That's going to include the dating traps for today.
That's going to include the dating. I'm going to go home, start another round of fighting. Yeah, makeup, sex, and then another round of fighting. I'll be back tomorrow with more dating trap videos.
That was a good one.
Oh, you got to love it.
Frankie.
No one does it like Frankie B. Nobody does it better.
Really, it's
honestly,
true.
It's the best. What would we do without Frankie? Yeah, we gave him up for a little bit, but he's back and he's better than ever. He's angrier than ever. I feel like we're all growing up together. We're getting smarter and he's getting dumber.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen him go through his business.
Yep.
His salon suite.
His salon suites.
His hotel
workouts,
reviews.
His hotel reviews.
His eating.
He's been
plan.
Single. He's been married. He's been. It's just. It's everything.
He's doing Botox-y things with your face.
Yep.
Like, but worse than Botox.
Yeah, it was barbed wire.
Yeah, it was barbed wire.
He's been running the gamut. And listen, I swear to God.
I think when we get new pictures taken for the website, we should get some of us like working out, and like at the golf thing.
I'm on it,
and 100%. Do it like a Frankie.
If we ever do the blow for Brian benefit balls, we're getting Frankie involved. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know why, I don't know where, but we're gonna do it. We're gonna make it fucking happen. All right, TCBpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video. Hit the contact us form. So many of you have been writing in. We would love to hear from you. Go to the contact us form. Drop us a question, a comment, a concern, a content idea. You need our advice? Ask us. You have a story to tell? Give it to us. Anything.
All
just tell us about yourself. Everything. And we will respond. One of us will respond. One of us here at the TCB family will respond. It'll likely be me.
Because you haven't given me access.
No, I'm never giving you access. No, I'm kidding. Or you can do 855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. Voicemail, text message. Again, no spam. We will talk right back to you. As long as you say something nice, we'll talk right back to you. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Or you can find all of our videos fully edited in the most hilarious of ways by our producer, Morgan, right there
what up,
at
Morgan?
YouTube. What up, Morgan? And now you can go to YouTube and in the search box, do the little @ TCB podcast and watch all of our videos come up. It's pretty cool. We got a handle now. Okay, so Chrissy.
We're making 96 a month.
96 cents a month. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say.
Bye. Bye.